we would revisit the topic of perspectives. Whilst this is something that has been discussed in other conversations and is understood by the humans to the extent that it is, more is always possible. So we have spoken about the perspective of the human, and in fact, the human being more of a perspective than a self. It seems like it's an identity. We would say it's perhaps more of a window into an upside-down world. And then there is the perspective of your true nature, your infinite self, which does have a very different perspective from the human, much expanded. In many ways, the human perspective is a construct or a trick to believe things are a certain way in service of the adventure. The perspective of the human is limited to the senses. It is determined by the programs of the mind and is governed by an experience of linear time. And so the human seems to be in a body, standing on a planet's surface, and things appear to be as they appear to be from that perspective. We have also spoken about how perspectives, or the perspective that you have, determines what you make up about the present moment and how you perceive things to be. And so you have the example of, is the planet spherical? Is it like a ball? Or is it flat, as many have believed it to be? And once again, this depends upon your perspective. Because from a spaceship, you would say the Earth is definitely like a ball. It's spherical. And yet, with your 2 feet planted on the ground, looking out, it does seem to be flat. And how are both of these true? Whatever that means. Well, truth is based on what you perceive and what you believe. Again, truth is based on what you perceive and what you believe. And so therefore, your perspective on the present moment will determine the perceived part, and then your programs will make up about that perception, whatever they make up. And so there you are. You are standing on planet Earth, on the surface, so it seems. That's your perspective. And you're experiencing linear time. Each rotation of the Earth, you call that a day, and it's divided up into units. So the Earth happens to be spinning at the rate that it is, and you get to experience that as time. And in a similar way, each orbit that the Earth makes around the Sun, each time the planet goes around the Sun and comes back to its original position, you call that a year. And so that's how it seems from standing on the planet in a body. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, you have seasons according to whereabouts you are on that rotation around the sun. And what if you were to imagine not being stood upon the Earth? What if you were to lift your perspective to that of an observer of the Earth rotating and orbiting the sun? What if you were to take yourself out of that situation in your mind? So you would no longer believe in a thing called a day or a year. You would just be watching the whole thing with curiosity. And perhaps that's what the infinite you is doing, partly. So it's observing it all going on. It's not involved in the whole experience of time thing that the human is. But then, in a way, it is, because the human is not separate from your infinite self. Without the involvement of your infinite self, the human would not function. It would be a biological machine, but would have nothing to animate it. Nobody there. It would just be flesh and bones. So there you are, seemingly in two places at once. You are out there somewhere observing the whole thing, and you are also the human, having that experience of a human energy system and linear time. And so the human, with its very limited perspective and believing what it believes, experiencing what it experiences from its perspective is perfect for an adventure. Because it has free will, but it really doesn't know what's going on. So anything could be chosen by the human, and you can see the effect of that because every human is operating differently. And you get this unpredictability, this randomness, where you don't know. You, as in the real you, doesn't know what choices are going to be made. You don't know whether the human character will awaken, whether it will discover what's really going on. And if it does awaken, or if it doesn't awaken, it doesn't matter, because the adventure is still occurring. The infinite you doesn't know what's going to happen, but it does know that all is well, and that nothing that occurs matters. And for the human, there's an invitation to discover more about what's going on, and more about its true nature, and even to align with the perspective of its true nature, and to have a different experience of being that human perspective on this physical realm that you are apparently in. So there's an invitation in every moment to zoom out. Zoom out to the perspective of your true nature, and not to be so caught up in what seems to be going on down there on planet Earth. And this is all a metaphor, of course, because the inner being, your infinite self, is not really up there in the sky looking down. It's everywhere. It's in a state of oneness. And so it's in the character, as well as not being in the character, having those multiple perspectives which the human can also experience and does experience, is experiencing. And the awareness, the expansion of awareness, is to be more aware of what's really happening, beyond the senses, beyond the thinking mind, beyond linear time. What are you? And what is your perspective? What do you have to share with the human? What can you, the real you, offer to the human in terms of guidance? You are not this human character. You are experiencing this human character and its perspective and its programs. And so, with perspectives, you know that you can change your perspective quite easily. If you were observing something, you could easily, at the level of form, just go and sit in a different seat. And that would be a different perspective, and that would be a different experience. So imagine if you were to do that with many of the perspectives you have. The perspectives that are based on a set of beliefs that are programmed into the mind. And whilst they seem real and true, because you are experiencing those beliefs, those stories, there is much there that you can question. Yes, you are having an experience which seems to make them true, but if you were to hold a different belief and then get to experience that belief, would it make that one true? So in the area of perspectives and the experience of a perspective through the human character, there are no absolutes. It's all very malleable, very changeable, moment by moment, according to the energy that you are bringing to the moment. And part of that energy that you are bringing to the moment will be based on what you believe and what you perceive. So there is nothing fixed about it, and in many ways there is nothing that is real about it, depending on how you define real. If you define real as everlasting, eternal, and the perspective of your infinite self, then there is very little that is actually real. Most of what the human is experiencing is a construct for the adventure. It's a context for a journey from birth to death in which you can have experiences, physical experiences. And the you, of course, the you that we are referring to when we say you can, is the inner being, the infinite you that is dreaming the whole thing.